Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fablo podcast. This is Jessica, and I have with me today Nicole.
Hey, guys.
And we have a special guest today. Her name is Elise Hernandez, and she will be the new FCH agent in Medina County. So say hi.
Hi. I'm excited to be here. This is really different, out of my comfort zone for sure.
We have a lot of fun with this. We'll have you on a couple of times because we're a fun group. I think we are.
I'm excited.
Oh, definitely.
So I thought we would just kind of get to know Elise a little bit, and then we were going to talk about later about an upcoming program starting up here in February 7th. But for those of y'all listening who may be in Elise's area, so Medina County is like Hondo, Castroville, let's see what else is
Divine.
In. Divine.
Dehannes?
Dehannes.
Dehannes.
Oh, no.
You're good.
In La Crosse.
Yes. Yes. So if you're anyone listening in that area, please reach out to her at y'all's local extension office. I'm sure she'd love to meet y'all and get out there in the community. And I know she's real excited to get just to start some programs. So y'all look out. Things are coming.
That's exciting. All right.
So we're going to get to know her a little bit. So Elise, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is so boring. But it's, in particular, it's a salad, but it has to have really good ranch. I'm super particular about my ranch. I know a good ranch from a bad ranch, not bottled ranch, like a good homemade
Can you ranch. Make a homemade
no,
ranch?
No, but I can taste it. I go to a restaurant. So definitely that. And it's always been that since I was
really?
A kid. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You sound like my sister because she actually... She's very particular about her ranches. Oh. There's like one restaurant in our hometown she will go to get ranch. Everywhere else, she won't go to.
Yeah.
She's like, nope, it's not homemade.
Yeah. I mean, there is a difference between like good homemade ranch versus just like a bottle of ranch that you get from the grocery store. It is a difference. I did find out the other day, fun fact, that Wingstop, which has delicious ranch, we'll give you like a whole like bottle of it.
Stop.
Really?
Like you can just go ask and you can just buy their ranch, which you know, like they don't really have salad, but they have wings and their ranch is so good.
And their ranch is one of my favorites. I like going there just for that.
Oh my gosh.
I just got a bottle of it and then go get some salad and put it on there.
You've changed my life. Thank you.
That is so cool. Oh my gosh. Huh. I'll have to do that next time. That week stops. All right. So what is your favorite season?
My favorite season is probably spring because the weather is always like the perfect mix of like a little hot, a little cold, some rainy days. The flowers are blooming.
Yeah.
It's my birthday month
around
there. So, I mean, it's my favorite. Yeah.
Aww.
Definitely spring.
Okay. So, what is your birthday month?
April.
April. Okay. Nice.
So, it's in that perfect time. You go outside. And I'm a runner. So, it's the perfect, like, running weather because it's not too hot and not too cold. So, it's that perfect in between.
Yeah. Sure. And that's when, like, the air is, like, nice and crisp, not humid or dry. I don't know.
Yeah. And usually just have, like, one last freeze, it seems like, somewhere around Easter. It seems like it always happens.
Oh,
they'll have,
like,
a real cold snap.
It's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be done.
Nope. Mother Nature has one more for us. Next question. Okay, so what is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink, coffee. Yeah, coffee. I'd either drink water or coffee. I don't really drink anything else, so coffee's needed, necessary.
Do you put anything in your coffee?
Almond milk sometimes, or I've I just want coffee. I just need coffee to wake up. And yeah, nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. I don't really do a lot of creamer or anything like that. Mostly just because I'm lazy and my my boyfriend doesn't buy any. So he just uses almond milk. So vanilla almond milk
works for you.
Good to go. Yeah,
I'll have to try that in my coffee next time.
Yeah.
Let's see. And last question for you, Elise. What is your favorite, like, pastime or hobby?
I have so many hobbies. It depends on the day, the week, the month. I was getting into pottery for a little bit, which I put on the back burner for a while. But I keep telling myself every weekend, this weekend, I'm telling myself, I'm holding myself accountable. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work on my pottery again. But pottery, I really just enjoy being outside, hiking, really just a lot of outdoor stuff. Mm-hmm. I hang with my mom. We do a lot of DIY things. She's super craftsy. So, so I do a lot of that. So definitely like just fun outside stuff, hands-on things.
That's awesome. Old lady stuff. Like, it's not old lady stuff. I like that stuff. What were you saying, Nicole?
Oh, I was going to ask. Okay, so where are you from? Are you from, like, Medina County or close by?
I'm actually from Bandera.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, not very far. Where I work is about 30 minutes away. So I live pretty close to Medina. I wasn't raised here though. I grew up in a town called Beeville. It's close-ish to Corpus. That's about the
45 minutes.
Yeah. 45 minutes. But I've lived in Bandera for the past five, six years.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a nice
spot. That's a good area for hiking. So you can go to Lost Peoples.
Yeah. We have the Hill Country natural area. It's really beautiful. I haven't been there in a while, but definitely was used often when COVID was just starting. Yeah. So it was definitely that, like, one thing you could count on, you could do. It wasn't, you know, worrisome.
To get you outdoors.
Yeah, so it's still, I love it. It's a really beautiful area.
It is. It's been a while since I've been out there, too. And I need to go out and do a little short hike or something.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I know your community members in Medina County are probably so excited because it hasn't been an FCH agent there in a couple of years, I think. Yeah. About 2 years. So, and Caroline's over there.
Sorry. You were an agent in Medina County?
No, I'm just saying, there hasn't been one there for, like, 2 years. Yeah.
No. She retired when that was.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So that's exciting. So they should be excited. But
I'm really excited. But I will just mention briefly, I think I messed up by saying Lacoste. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's Lacoste or some. I don't want to butcher.
You'll figure it out. They'll tell you.
I apologize. The locals will tell you. I will know all the counties here very soon and will not get them wrong. I promise you.
Don't worry. The locals will probably correct you and let you know.
It's like,
how we pronounce this, town?
I'll let you know. Yes, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
They will let us know.
Well, funny story. The other day, we were looking at, so there's a lot of counties in Texas. So my coworker and I were looking for, I don't know what town, and we're like, okay, is this one of those towns where it's in the county that the town is the same or it's not? Like, like Austin County. Austin's not in Austin County. Like,
no.
It's two different places. Yeah. So that was one of the examples. So we're like Googling it and looking it up. So that's how much we have to look at a map. I'm just telling you. I'm like, where is this town? What county is it?
Well, it's like Medina, Texas, here in my county, mm-hmm. is not in Medina County.
See? same concept. It's very, very confusing. whoever did the mapping, you know, the lines for the counties, they really, really could have tried a little bit harder. I'm just saying. To get those towns in the right county. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know whose job that was years and years ago, but that's it. Yeah. So we do a lot of Googling and we're like, who's the agent there? Let's look up the agent in that county and find out what's going on.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Fantastic. So we're going to now talk about our healthy carbohydrates program. And so we thought we'd tell y'all just a little bit of what to expect. This will be in our 2022 Fablo AgriLife Facebook group. So it's not too late to join. So Nicole, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So February 7th, we're going to kick off healthy carbohydrates. Many people, they have that love-hate relationship with carbohydrates. We love how they taste, but hate the impact of some of them and our long-term health. So all the books, the news articles, and social media posts about carbohydrates have left people wondering if they can include them as part of a healthy diet. Well, the answer is yes. Carbohydrates are essential to your daily diet. When you're making your meal plan or your plate for the week or whatever you're ordering, you need to include some carbohydrates. So the goal of this series is to help you select the type and amount of carbohydrates that can promote health and achieve a healthy body weight. Each of our classes will focus on a particular food component and how it helps to foster changes in our health. So Jessica, you're going to tell us the breakdown of the classes, right?
Each session? So this session series is 4 weeks long. So we will go all throughout the month of February into a little bit of March. And so it really works on incorporating into like having a simple plate and finding the right your right amount. And we're going to keep it, you know, very casual social atmosphere because, of course, we are on Facebook. So we'll be doing lives to help teach the lesson. So make sure you tune into those. And we'll have some goal setting as well as practical tips on adding carbohydrates into your meals. And so each week, our titles, so week one will be building a healthy plate. Week two is finding your balance with carbohydrates. And week three is finding your side. And week four is the sweetened truth of carbohydrates. So you want to stick around, especially for that week four, because we'll definitely dive into some things that maybe some myths that you've heard with balancing your carbohydrates.
Yeah, so I think this will be a good good lessons, good curriculum for everybody just to learn a little bit more about carbohydrates and that they're not bad. Our bodies actually need them for fuel. So I'm excited that we're going to do this one.
Yes. And again, it's for anybody. So you don't have to, you know, be a person with diabetes or, you know, maybe you're caring for somebody with diabetes that you just want to attend or you just want to know how to balance your plate with, you know, making sure we do incorporate those carbohydrates. So this is for anybody who would like to attend. So you just have to join the Facebook group.
Yeah. And you can join the Facebook group by just searching Fablo AgriLife on Facebook. And then we have a couple of questions that you ask that we want you to answer. That's just so we can get some information, but we keep it very positive and everybody participating. So go join Fablo AgriLife on Facebook.
Yes. All right. So that's all we got for y'all today. Well, or whenever you're listening to this, but the program will start February 7th. So if you're listening to this later, it's not too late to join. Just go ahead, get on the Facebook group and we will definitely add you. And so thank you again, Elise, for joining us today as well.
Thank you.
Hope to have her back on future podcast episodes. And y'all have a wonderful day whenever you're, I guess, listening to this. And we will see y'all, or you'll hear us next time.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.